Yo, what is up, everybody? It's your favourite Catholic Godcaster, Zach Hazard here, coming from sunny New South Wales. Today's Godcast, we'll be looking at the topic of how a human attempts to describe the nature of God. We'll look deep into the Catholic denomination's principal beliefs of salvation and restoration. We will also look at some sacred texts and writings related to these beliefs and decisions made by those devout Catholics, such as yours truly. Lastly, we will have a quick talk to Jane. Jane has been an atheist for almost 29 years now, and today we will see if we can help her out with some questions. So let's get right into it. All right, we'll start off today by looking into the Catholics' beliefs of salvation. There are three unique beliefs from the scripture that are key in the Catholic community to receiving salvation. Firstly, repentance, meaning I understand as a follower of God that I have made mistakes and have sinned, but will try my best as a Catholic to fix these with the help of God's grace. Secondly, baptism, and how it is meant to save us. This is clearly seen in Peter 3:21, where it says, "Baptism now saves you." Last but not least, faith. Faith in Jesus Christ and all his teachings he gave while he was on this earth. Catholics believe that with these unique beliefs, they will be given salvation, also known as a state of grace. You may be thinking, but Zach, I'm not a Catholic, or oh no, I've done some sins. Does that mean God doesn't love me? The simple answer here is no. God sent Jesus to tell Christians how to receive salvation, and Catholic followers believe that Jesus loves everyone. So even if you are not a Catholic, you can still receive salvation. Now, if you have sinned, you naughty little person, you, with the sacrament of reconciliation, along with repentance and faith, you will be able to still have salvation. For the next topic on resurrection, we will bring on a special guest, Jane, who has been an atheist for almost 29 years now. She is here today to learn about the resurrection in the Catholic Church and ask any questions she might have about the Catholic denomination. Jane, how are you?
Great, thanks, Zach. Ready to learn.
Awesome. Before we start, do you have any questions?
Sure do. Firstly, I was wondering why there's so many Christian denominations, and also, are the Ten Commandments really important?
Great question, Jane. There are many denominations of Christianity that have all come from the denomination of Judaism. Due to disagreements about the significance of texts like the Bible and different recollections and perspectives on past events, it caused the separation of communities, creating denominations, one of which is Catholicism. The answer to your second question about the importance of the Ten Commandments is that, well, they are very significant. They are seen as divine law because God himself revealed them. Anyway, moving on. Resurrection. Resurrection of the body is an essential doctrine of the Catholic Church. Paul says in Corinthians 15:13, "If the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised." Paul tells us that without the resurrection, the Catholic faith can simply not exist. Resurrection is considered to be so important, it is included in the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. So the Catholics would understand the importance of the belief.
Thanks, Zach. I now have a deeper understanding of both Christian denominations and Catholic beliefs.
Thank you, Jane, for joining us. That's all the time we've got today on the topic of a human attempts to describe the nature of God. I hope this has been a fun and educational Godcast with your host, Zach Hazard. Bye for now. I'm going to go to the next one.